You're listening to NeuroFrontiers on ReachMD. On this episode, Dr. Marissa McGinley, a neurologist at the Cleveland Clinic, will discuss evolving management strategies in multiple sclerosis. Here's Dr. McGinley now.
So treatment in MS has really dramatically changed. It's really great to have the perspective of the first drug for MS treatment wasn't available until 1993. But even in the last decade, since 2015, we've had a multitude of new medications. And so one is just the availability of options of medications. But then the other things are how we administer the medications. We have many more types of options. And then probably the most important thing is the levels of efficacy. When we think about the early MS medications that came out in the 90s, early 2000s, these are what we would call low efficacy medications. And then as time has evolved, we've developed more moderate efficacy medications. And then really in the last 5-10 years, we've developed a lot of high efficacy medications, some of which are infusions and then also some injectable medications. And we've really just had a huge change in what we have to offer patients, which has been exciting, but it's also complicated how we approach treatment. So now when we have a patient coming into our office as a new diagnosis, we have all those options available to us. And we're really thinking a lot more about how do we sequence these. There's been a large movement to providing early high efficacy medication. There's two ongoing randomized trials comparing high efficacy to an escalation type approach to really give us even more concrete data. But of the observational data we have, we know that is really where things are leaning. And so I think just that treatment approach of really hitting the disease harder early, which is something that is done outside of the neurology field. When you look to our rheumatology colleagues, a rheumatoid arthritis patient coming in, they will use a biologic right out of the gate. And we are really translating a lot of that thought process into the field of multiple sclerosis and thinking about how we sequence these treatments and moving those high efficacy early. And then because we have so many options, really tailoring it to that individual patient as best we can. We have improving options, improving data. That's really where we're moving. We can think about the disease activity of the patient, their comorbidities that also rule certain medications in or out, and also patient preference. I think it's very important that we think about shared decision-making with our patients when they're coming into the office. We get to say, well, how do you feel about taking a pill? How do you feel about an infusion therapy? Whereas in the early stages of MS treatment, it was, here's an injection, and that's all you've got. So now we have the luxury of being able to provide different options for our patients.
That was Dr. Marissa McGinley talking about evolving strategies in multiple sclerosis. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit NeuroFrontiers on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.